Sometimes it's helpful to step back and think about all that we're doing and the way we commemorate these saints, these two died witnessing to Jesus. They're apostles, which meant they went out and preached. They preached Jesus, the eternal Son of God, who died out of love for us, to set us free from sin and to open up again the way to an incredibly beautiful and eternal life with God. And people believed them. Isn't that amazing? People believed them. Now, they did signs and wonders, which help. I think when we reflect on that, we see what a grace faith is. You know, Paul says in Romans, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess with your lips that he's Lord, you will be saved. Now, why is faith so powerful? See, faith is assenting to a fact. The fact is that Jesus of Nazareth is the eternal Son of God. God of God, light from light, true God from true God. He's God. He walked around Palestine for about 3 years, finally died in an act of love, crucified, insulted, mocked. He took all that in an act of love, offered it to the Father, and the Father raised him from the dead and exalted him to heaven. And from heaven, Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit. Now, when we assent to that, we are in touch with God. It's a divine act that we can assent to that. Faith is a pure gift. That we can assent to that reality is a pure gift of God. Now we get used to as I said the other day, you know, we get used to the formulae. You know, we could all say them. Touch with God comes in believing them and growing in that capacity to believe, so that pretty soon it is the strength and light of our life. It's a marvelous process by which yielding to the truth of these facts brings us eternal life. That's what faith is. Now, we have plenty of witnesses to try to contradict that, and they're thrown at us every day. But if we believe, we have eternal life. If we yield to the truth of those realities, they become part of us, and the life that they produce becomes our life. That's the power of faith. See? I'm reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain, you accepted it and now you kind of forget it and you wrote once in a while, go to church or something. But do you see how important it is to be constantly growing in faith, constantly yielding to that work of the Holy Spirit in us by which we accept Jesus, the Son of God, who died for us, who is alive, who's here with us now? That's how we grow in faith. It's practice. That's why the church gives us so many practices. The rosary, to ponder those realities every day. you know, that he was conceived of the Virgin Mary. That Mary went and visited her cousin who was carrying John the Baptist. And she sang this song, the old, the new covenant coming to the old. That he was born of the Virgin Mary. To ponder these things, to believe them, to hold fast to them. You see, if you hold fast to the word I preach to you, you are being saved. Your life is moving toward an eternal happiness with God forever. Why? Because you believe these things. And therefore, allow them to have power in your life. Especially the act of love in which our Lord Jesus died, in the power of which he was raised, and in which he lives forever. That's faith. The challenge is not just to assent to the formulae and with a certain amount of agreement. It's to grow so that these realities become the very center of our preoccupation. They're with us all the time. It's in the light of these that we make judgments all day long. That's what faith is. And it's, you see, every time we yield to these truths, they grow in us. And the capacity to yield to these truths is the mercy of God. God does that. And so it's important, you see, to protect our minds, to know what we're doing with our minds all day, how much of what we do is pulling us away from those realities, preoccupation, and then the of whatever kind. But then, all the amusements and preoccupations and distractions and fears of the world, they're all illusion. And yet we're fixated by them. You know, did you ever notice a rattlesnake? He rattles and people get immobilized. Then he strikes. Fear before the strike. That's Satan's tactic. Paralyze us with fear and then he strikes. He's having a heyday with all the sensation of stuff that's on our media every day. Violence, the latest thing the government's doing, you know, all the propaganda that's coming through the government, through the media. And we're fixated like the rattlesnake. Then he strikes. And we'd be helpless. We'd just capitulate. That's the reason why. Of course, people want control more and more over the media. So there's no contrary. Look, it's only a snake. Walk away. That's Satan's tactic always. You may have experienced it in your own life. Be immobilized by fear and have to will to get out of that. When he comes to say, you're going to lose. Forget it. And we have to fight against that lie. And how do we do that? By having a mind that is clear about the realities that God has worked in our midst. And that's faith. And that's why, you see, and by that faith, you see, you are being saved. Because that faith gives you contact with those realities which are life-giving for eternity. Do you understand then the force of the assault on our mind and why? To coax us away. To amuse ourselves to death. or to frighten ourselves to death. When we live where we live now, the call is to keep your mind on the realities by which we have eternal life. And that's a challenge. Everything in this culture is going to pull us away. The pull of fear. What happened today? What did happen now? Oh, you know. Or the fear of, or the pull of pleasure. All this happy music. All the disgusting things on the TV. See, keep us so that we're not in touch with the realities by which we are saved and whose power can reach us now as we yield in faith to these realities. Knowing that every time we yield, it's a work of God in us. If it's a real act of faith. And that's why to be reading, to be thinking, to be saying the rosary, to be doing things like that in the car and elsewhere, is to keep us in touch with divine reality. And that's the way we're saved.